Meet Clotilde d'Arc, an alleged descendant of Saint Joan of Arc, who claims her lineage can be traced back to Joan's brother Pierre. In 2022, she dressed as Saint Joan of Arc to partake in the annual celebrations commemorating Joan's victory in the Hundred Years' War against the English in the Siege of Orléans in 1429. Each year, to commemorate the siege, the city of Orléans puts on a parade that's been going strong for 600 years. Every year, a 15-year-old girl is selected and dressed in armor to parade through the city on horseback. Joan of Arc celebrations have existed in Orléans for centuries, but it is only since 1945 that Joan has been incarnated by a young girl from the city. Every year, around 10 apply to the Orléans Jeanne d'Arc Association to embody the saint. To do so, you must meet a few conditions: live in Orléans for at least 10 years, be a practicing Catholic, and attend a high school in the city. In 2022, they selected Clotilde. Born in Simeaux and arriving in Orléans when she was in kindergarten, she is the youngest daughter of a father who is a financial director and a mother who is a civil servant. Prior to applying for the role, her grandparents did a lot of genealogical research so there would not be any doubt. As mentioned earlier, Clotilde's lineage can be traced back to Joan's brother Pierre. Pierre d'Arc, nicknamed Pierre Loup, Knight of the Lily, was the third son of Jacques d'Arc and Isabelle Rome. Charles VII, the then King of France in the year 1422, ennobled the family for service to the country and ensured that the name d'Arc could be passed down through women in the absence of male descendants. It is a name inseparable from the history of France. In the 15th century, part of France was occupied by the English, strangled by a civil war in which the Burgundians and Armagnacs clashed. It is in this context that Joan of Arc emerged, with uncertain social origins as they divided medievalists. Pious, she responded to the call of Saint Catherine and Margaret, of the Archangel Saint Michael who commanded her to save France. Leaving her village of Durmi in February of 1429, she headed towards the castle of Chinon, where King Charles VII was then residing in the company of a small troop led by Captain Robert de Baudricourt, whom she had managed to convince. The beginning of an adventure that would remain engraved in the marble of the French national novel. King Charles VII finally agreed to entrust her with the command of an army. After a meticulous investigation into her person, Joan of Arc would enter into legend by liberating Orléans on May the 8th, then besieged by the English. Captured in Compiègne in 1430, she was sold to the English, who would very quickly condemn her to the stake on May the 30th, 1431, accused of heresy. It would be necessary to wait until 1909 before she was beatified before being canonized a decade later. Saint Joan of Arc, pray for us.